Until now, if you were seeking coverage by Medicare for treatment of your weight problem, you would probably run up against this statement in a manual published by the Department of Health and Human Services. Obesity itself, it says, cannot be considered an illness. Well, yesterday, the Medicare program deleted that phrase, opening the possibility of Medicare paying for, say, stomach surgery or other remedies for obesity. This reflects the thinking of the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, who joins us by phone. Mr. Secretary, why the change?
Because it's necessary. When you look at the figures in America today, the fact that 125 million Americans have one or more chronic illnesses, and that 64.8% of us Americans are either obese or overweight, and the fact that $118 billion it costs the system each year, lost productivity, health care costs because of obesity and people being overweight. And you realize that over 400,000 people died last year because of obesity. And the fact of the matter is that it's going to increase to such a degree that it will overtake tobacco as the leading indicator of people dying in America. Mm-hmm. So it's necessary for us to do something.
Your agency has just removed the negative statement that obesity itself cannot be considered an illness. You sound way out in front of him. You sound as if it should be saying obesity can be considered an illness.
I don't want to prejudge the experts, but I am cajoling them and urging them to take a harder look at this thing because we have a huge problem in America, and we have to address it. And I think it's good for doctors now to be able to treat people that are morbidly obese and be able to take a look at them and find out ways in which they might be able to treat them and then allow that information, that opportunity to charge for those kinds of therapies that may reduce that person's obesity and be able to put that person on a healthier lifestyle is something we have to do as a society.
Speaking of people who are morbidly obese, according to at least one set of numbers I've seen, surgery for the purpose of weight loss was so rare 10 years ago that there were about 20,000 gastric operations a year in those days. Now there are well over 100,000. Do you assume that we'll see Medicare covering such operations in a few years?
I would anticipate some of them will. I'm not saying all of them will, but some of them certainly will. And I think that if we're going to look at this, this is an investment because if we don't do it, we're going to spend a lot more money in the future. And that's been the problem with Medicare. We've always waited till people become so sick that they have to be covered by Medicare, and then we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get them well. Doesn't it make sense to start using our common sense and start prevention and start preventative medicine so that we're going to start taking care of people before they get so sick?
Well, should that mean coverage of weight loss drugs, Weight Watchers, gym membership, running shoes? Where do you draw the line?
Well, I don't know yet, and that's why we just took it off and made it neutral and allow the experts and allow the doctors to put it in, and let's evaluate it. This is going to take a period of transformation, and we're going to take our time to make sure we do it right. And we don't want to draw the line yet, but we're going to look at things on individual cases and find out what should be paid for and what should not.
Some people would say that if obesity were to be declared an illness per se, that would greatly expand the definition of illness.
Because,
for example, some foods contribute to obesity. Do we end up saying you have to be 16 to be able to buy a double cheeseburger because it contributes to obesity, like cigarettes or alcohol?
No, we don't do that, and I think that you're painting a very negative picture, and I know that you're very interested in this because you've lost 20 pounds.
I've lost
a very good example, and I've put the whole department on a diet, and I think these are just the kinds of things that we have to do. I think, you know, we have to look at where we are in society and how we can start trying to curtail obesity and overweight situations.
Secretary Thompson, thank you for sharing your time and my weight loss with us.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson.